Down to Business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. Talk to us today for electricity that will power your business wherever you are.
Now, earlier this week, I was at the annual Vintners Federation of Ireland conference up in Letterkenny. It was a chance for me to get the bellwether of the state of the Irish pub. First up, I spoke to the CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, Padraig Cribben, who was telling me about the massive surge in gin sales.
Gin has become sexy. There's a massive explosion in gin sales. And what you'll see, even in the most rural of pubs now, is you'll see generally a minimum of 4 to 5 gins. You'll probably see more than the one tonic. But there's also been an explosion in sales of whiskey. And what we are seeing is a premiumisation. So when people are going out, they may not go out as often, but they are prepared to spend money. They are prepared to spend money on the treat. And if that treat is an upmarket gin or an upmarket whiskey, so be it. We're also seeing a growth in craft beers. So there is a change in what's happening product-wise, offering-wise in the pub. And when you put that side by side with the phenomenal growth in food in pubs, you're seeing a major change in the offering by pubs, by publicans, which is a recognition of changing consumer habits.
What about, Padraig, the geography now of pubs? The fact that, I suppose, we've had a population shift which has impacted pubs. You've got more people maybe living and working in cities. Like if we take towns like Naas, I think you told me, had 15 odd pubs, but Tipperary town, which would be a much smaller town, could have twice the number.
Yeah, there's a historical element to all of this. And there are businesses that have traditionally been there in various towns. But while you might be seeing the same number of licences, you're probably seeing a lot of restricted hours in some of the towns on the one hand. In other towns, there are lesser numbers. There's a better, what I would call, ratio of people to pubs or pubs to people. So, yeah, that varies right across the country. And, of course, the one thing, it's sometimes futile to look at population numbers versus licenses, because there is the factor of tourism. Mm-hmm. And tourism plays a massive part in the whole business. And the one thing that we are seeing from all of the research done by Fáilte Ireland and others, that the pub is very central to the tourist offering and will remain so, because people, and while it's a nice bright day in Donegal this morning, they don't generally come here for the weather. They come here for the people. Where do they meet the people? They meet the people in the pubs. Where do they get entertained? They get entertained in the pubs. And more, they're now getting fed in the pubs.
Also there was Pat Crotty, the president of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. I asked him about the changing nature of the Irish publican. Are we seeing a different type of publican emerge now, I suppose, post-recession, that there are pubs in many places in Ireland that maybe only open in the evening, maybe some that even open in the weekends? Is that a pattern that's likely to continue?
Yes, it is. And it isn't new. I mean, I can remember in the county of Kilkenny pubs long ago that only ever opened in the evenings and slightly longer at weekends, but still not full service because they're sensible. There isn't business there. So you're turning on the lights and turning on the heat and doing everything and there's no business. So it is a business at the end of the day, and it has to make ends meet. And many small publicans have had to go get other jobs, like small farmers too have had to go get other jobs to sustain the core business. And, that isn't going to change. And I have a fear that we are going to lose some more pubs over time, particularly when you get to the generational change. Yeah. That where mum and dad have done it for years and they have no mortgage and they have no big requirement for funds, and the next generation comes along, somebody wants a house or they want a foreign holiday and they want all the kind of things that everyone presumes to have now, and a small little business in the country won't sustain it.
They also drink differently, don't they?
They do.
The 20-somethings, even the 30-somethings, in the sense that, their pattern is definitely different than the generation previous.
Absolutely. And never mind their habit, but even their product is, they're drinking different things. In an urban setting, certainly, gin has become a huge product for young people. Even brown spirits. I mean, who would have thought that 20-somethings would be drinking whiskey? It's all change. And it isn't necessarily about drinking volume. It's about having something that they like and having a few drinks. And they're hugely conscious of the fact that if they have to drive tomorrow, their cut-off is after a couple of drinks a day.
Also in attendance was Miles Doyle of the Porterhouse in Castlebridge in Wexford. The Porterhouse won Pub of the Year award last year. I asked Miles about serving food and how important is it in terms of the rural pub.
Food tends to be a bit of a dilemma with lots of publicans. It almost seems at one level that you're not relevant if you're not doing it. If you don't do it right, it can become a huge black hole. So is it an ongoing sort of debate that publicans have with themselves, do you think?
Again, this is only a personal thing. I remember reading an article in either the Times or the Independent going back about 3 years ago, and it was about pubs and food, country pubs and food. And I remember cutting out that thing and putting it at my desk, and it's still there to this day. So I did take heed of what it said. For a pub like ours, I think we have to do food.
Yeah.
Now, some pubs in smaller towns and in cities, they don't have to do food at all because there's food establishments close to them. And what I'd be saying is, and again, I'm not the expert in all, I'd be saying if you don't have to do food, don't.
Right.
Very simple.
Right.
There's a lot involved, but in our situation, we kind of have to.
Yeah.
We have to do it.
Yeah.
Now, every type of pub was in attendance there. The Silk and Thomas in Kildare Town is a well-known pub that perhaps typifies how the modern Irish pub has changed. Brian Flanagan is the proprietor.
Silk and Thomas was started by my parents, Joan Mary Flanagan, over 40 years ago. And it would have started off as your traditional pub, simply just serving drink. They introduced sandwiches and soup as they went. And then in the late 80s, a major development went on where the pub was completely knocked down and rebuilt with a much stronger focus on the food element. And then over the years, we've added on function rooms, which turned into a nightclub. And in the last, say, 15 to 20 years, rooms have become a big part of our business as well. So our motto is eat, drink, dance, sleep. So we kind of cover all aspects of the experience.
Yeah, and typically, you know, in a town the size of Kildare, the offer that you have, you kind of have to be all things to all people in a way. You get some tourist business, you have a local trade, you're saying there about accommodation, that. So it's about having a flexible proposition, is it not?
It is. And prior to, say, the M7 bypass in Kildare, the M7 literally drove through Kildare. So not only did we have a strong local trade, we had a national trade.
Yeah.
I suppose the name Silk and Thomas to a lot of people would be, oh, I remember that. I was going up to Crow Park, or I was heading up to Dublin. It's synonymous with a lot of people on their travels. And in some ways, in a bad way, because we're generally stuck in a traffic jam. But Kildare Village, the shopping outlet which has come to Kildare now, that has brought a serious influx of tourists as well. So our offering isn't just drink, it isn't just food, it isn't just accommodation. It's a mixture of all. So we've a lot of strings to our bow as such, which is great because it keeps you stimulated. I couldn't understand running a pub that just serves drink or a restaurant that just serves food. That'd be unknown to us at this point. So it's a nice mix, and it keeps us motivated every day.
Great to see pubs there outside Dublin sort of surviving and thriving, and a good cross section there. And thanks to them all up in Letterkenny. I really enjoyed talking to all the publicans about their business. Up next, we've got debt and taxes. It's our smart money slot, and that's thanks to Goodbody.
Down to business on Newstalk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. Talk to us today for electricity that will power your business wherever you are.